Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio. You wanna turn me on, turn on your stereo. You can sing along by the playing our song. Now you've done me wrong, baby, crank it up.
And now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful and fantastic weekend. Got a lot of work done, got a little relaxation done, and I still got lots of work to do. That's just kind of the way life is, you know. It's just constantly busy. And that's good. Keeps me out of trouble most of the time. Most of the time it keeps me out of trouble. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. For such a time as this, Father, we put on the full armor of God. May we be that kind of people. Father, you have provided the means, your way, your laws. You have equipped us greatly. May we be the soldiers who train and then serve you in this world. May we serve you on our knees. Father, I am a sinner, and I know that I need you. This nation of your people have been like the prodigal son, how we have squandered our blessings and forgotten from whence we came. Forgive us. Forgive us, O God. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy that you sacrificed on the cross, and the victory over death has given us, your believers, a hope that goes beyond anything this world can imagine. Protect us, Father. Protect us. Protect this land. Put your hedge of protection around our president and his team. Guard them and guide them. Direct us, Father. Direct us in how you would have us serve you, that we might be your witnesses. Use us. I lift up CSE Talk Radio to you, O God. Oh, Abba Father, I beg you for your blessings and your guidance. Grant me the means to build and to grow. As Jabez said, increase my territory. Not that I or CSE Talk Radio could boast, but that we can glorify you, reaching more with the truth and sharing your hope. For these times here, Father, oh God, they seem more desperate than any other days in my lifetime. I fear not my end, but I fear the path for the future. You are always the answer, and your love is always the solution. For such a time as this, oh God, we pray. Amen. I promised you last week we were going to talk about Kamala Harris, and that seems to be the topic of every talk show host right now, but we're going to continue with it as the irredeemable, irrelevant character of the day. Irredeemable and irrelevant. We're going to expose Kamala Harris. Let's look at the Democrats of now and break down their plans. Have you ever truly stopped and wondered what a vicious anger all about? I mean, if worse comes to worse, it's only 8 years, speaking of the Democrat Party. President Trump is only going to be there for 8 years if he gets reelected. I mean, worst case scenario for them. Why is this such an existential issue or threat for the Democrats? I mean, to point out, what I'm talking about is the visceral and the vocal opposition. Like wounded and cornered wild animals, these elite Democrats, some Republicans are helping them, are on the constant attack of the president. Everything this man does. I have a theory, and it's based on comments and actions that I have seen and know of through the last many decades. Thomas Jefferson said, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, but at a more distant period." I'm going to use that quote a lot in the next several months, along with a couple of others. But let's not forget George Washington's wise words. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Our legislators, they have laid down a multitude of burdens upon us for the sake of our own good or for the sake of lining their own pockets and bringing this free country into socialism. Calling it now a democracy, which is mob rule, but legislating our liberties away. You know, 2020 has been the year from down under, and I'm not talking about Australia. Through the negligence, giving them a tiny bit of a benefit of the doubt, China has unleashed a virus into this world, being the communists who want to move up on the, in the world, want to be number one, dominate. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Okay, that's enough of that. They didn't bother to warn the world about this virus. Because lives don't really matter to communists or socialists or apparently to Democrats. America is not in constant America is now in a constant fear of a virus. People are afraid. Have you noticed that? They'll kind of do a little long circle around you when you're walking outside. And why? Why are we in such fear? America now looks like a war zone from a different virus. A virus of greed and rebellion. 2020 presidential race is heating up. And yet, the world has not ended. It hasn't. And the climate change fearmongers are chasing for now other existential threats. They've forgotten all about the heat outside. I didn't. My air conditioner kind of broke down on me last night. I haven't forgot about the heat outside. But America, do you realize that what this existential threat truly is our politicians. Politicians will not tell you what the threat is because they are the threat. They are leading it. The socialists, let's call them Democrats today because they have claimed that name. I'm not calling them names. But they have a plan. They've had a plan all along. They've been a very patient people. And they have pushed ahead this plan. And it's been working beautifully. Until a basket of deplorables. They woke up. In the true sense of woke. And they voted for President Donald Trump. Do you remember President Barack Obama said, American people are too smart to elect President Donald Trump. He knew all along that the American people had been asleep. We were deaf and dumb when we elected not just him, but George Bush and Clinton, Bill. When we elected them, when we elected certain people in the Congress that keep pushing social programs, we were asleep at the helm and we thought, oh, it's just politicians. It's just politics. It doesn't matter. Mark a box. He knew we were waking up. They knew the American people were waking up, and they had to do something about it. I hear music. I always have to do something about that when I hear the music. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I promise I will get to Kamala Harris, and we will talk about Kamala Woman before we are done today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was explaining to you that they have a plan. The socialist globalists, whether you want to call them Democrats or rhinos, they have a plan, and it was working beautifully until a basket of deplorables woke up. Oh, they were so close. They were oh so close to wrapping it up and making America completely socialist. When that happened, thus their panic, the coup, the drive at a great division of hate through this country. They must drive a wedge between the people so we will not stand together. They know we are strong when we are together. Now, they have a plot, and I have shared this with you numerous times. This is not a joke. This is not something that is not real. It is very real, and they have been working it for decades. Not just with Obama. They have been working it for decades, whether it was a Republican president or a Democrat president. You must understand that. The first president that mentioned a new world order was Herbert Walker Bush, a Republican who hated President Donald Trump, along with his son George W. Bush. Beware of the useful idiots. It comes right out of Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. How many radicals do we have? And we just throw that word out like it means nothing.
These radicals, and Kamala Harris is one of them, they are pushing socialism, communism at you. They defend China, and they put down any senator, any representative, any person, talk show host or whatever, who puts down China. They'll put down you. They take China over you. Do you understand that? Why? Because China is communist, and that's what they want. The rules for radicals, the things they must do, these eight planks, these eight things they must accomplish. Health care, they have to take control of your health care. How long have they been preaching this? They don't want you to have a choice in your health care. They want it to be their choice in your health care. Poverty. We have seen the elite and the poor grow greater and the middle class grow smaller. Kamala Harris is a millionaire. She's worth over $6 million. She's not a poor black child. She never was a poor black child. And I'm not saying that to be racist. I'm saying that because that's what they keep telling you. Poverty. They've got to increase the poverty. And then they will increase the taxes. The debt, it's got to be increased to an unsustainable level. Where are we now? Trillions and trillions of dollars. I believe we have Melody on this week. There's no way to pay that off. Gun control. Kamala Harris promises she will take your guns. And she will do it by executive order if the Democrats don't have control of Congress. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, their food, their housing, their income. They talk about it all the time. But we don't listen. We don't listen to what they're saying when they talk about this. Big corporate ag. Oh, Beth, come on. That's just progress, is it? Moving all independent farmers, all independent ranchers, all independent anything out of the equation and making it all government-owned or big corporation-owned, who helps with the government? Your housing. Kamala Harris and Biden, I don't know how they're going to promote this ticket, but Kamala Harris and Biden, they want to take over the suburbs, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. And your income. They keep talking about a $15 minimum wage. It's going to be a $15 equality wage. Everyone's going to receive the same thing. You've heard Bernie Sanders, except the elite. They're going to be doing just fine. But all the poor people, doesn't matter what color you are, all the poor people, they'll get $15 an hour. If you're lucky. Education. Take control of what the people read and listen to. Oh, my goodness. Look at the media. This CSE Talk Radio, I'm small. I'm small potatoes in this world. But I'm independent. That's how I could say a prayer in the morning. And I'm mostly on rural America stations. Rural America, for the most part, still believes in God and country and family. Not Kamala Harris, not Nancy Pelosi, not even Mitt Romney. They don't believe in that. They believe in government. They have to take your children. Who are the rioters in the streets right now? Antifa? Protesters? Some of them think they have a position, but they don't. They haven't thought it through. Religion. One of the first things they did with this pandemic was close the churches. When the American people need to hang fast to their God and be on their knees and hold their faith and lift it up, they want to take it away from you. No singing. No singing. Class warfare. Listen to the rhetoric coming out of their mouths and the hate
They hate the rich. Kamala hates the rich. She's got $6 million she's worth. I'm not even worth a half, I don't think. That doesn't make any difference. I'm just explaining to you that they are full of lies. And they will say and do anything to get elected. We could call her chameleon. We could.
Somebody on Facebook already did.
Oh, well, was that you?
No.
All right. I think I mentioned that last week. President Barack Obama recently put out there some of their plan. And if you remember, I read it to you. It was an article. I hope you remember better than I did. I was searching all over for it today. I thought it was something else. But it was a Pat Buchanan article. And he's talking about the filibuster. This is President Barack Obama's eulogy for when John Lewis passed away. After abolishing the filibuster, says Obama, Democrats should ram through statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C., thereby, without a doubt, expanding the Senate to 104 members and adding your new Democrat senators, because they know they're going to be Democrat. The new Senate, says Obama, should enact every law possible to enlarge and expand the electorate, including extending the ballot to ex-convicts. They could care less about the people. When the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald it'll be the end of the republic. That was Benjamin Franklin, I do believe. That was his nightmare, according to Pat Buchanan. Are we there, America? Are we there? I could go on all day about some of this. And it's very, very important. But I only have an hour. I can't go on all day. And I did promise you that we're going to talk about, and we'll have the great reveal of Kamala Harris, our irredeemable and irrelevant character of the hour. She's irredeemable because we cannot change her. We can't move her. She's irrelevant because she stands against your Constitution. So the things she says are irrelevant to our laws, our real laws. But that doesn't mean she isn't extremely dangerous and an existential threat to your liberty. The media is presenting her as a moderate. However, she is anything but a moderate. She is a radical socialist, just like we read about in the Rules for Radicals. She is a career politician who will say and do anything to promote herself an agenda, herself and her agenda, as well as being a nasty, mean woman or person. Kamala is a communist. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't want you to think that these things I'm telling you about Kamala Harris should be taken lightly. You need to take them very, very seriously. And Joe Biden. The media is going to present her as a moderate, and she's anything but that. Now, I said maybe we should pronounce her name Kamala Harris, because she's a communist. And it's the Democrats' choice, not the people's choice, Kamala Harris. It's the Democrats' choice, not the people's choice. She didn't do well at all when she ran for president. Not at all. And she blamed it on racism. But it wasn't racism. But she wasn't the people's choice in the Democrat Party during the primaries. She just wasn't. She didn't get but like 2%. It was bad. But like Democrats, they really don't care what the American people want, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. They're going to push it at you anyway. So she's their choice, even though she wasn't your choice, if you happen to be a Democrat that was listening, that was voting against her in the primary.
She's going to be the pit bull for Biden. She's a nasty woman. She's going to be their junkyard dog. And she's going to be vicious on her attacks. She's farther left. Now, this is coming from Levin last night. He helped me out a little bit. I had a 21-page thing that was, and I think he followed that because his stuff was following that. But farther left than it, 97% of the Democrats. Now, I don't know about that because all the Democrats seem to be pretty far left right now. She's more left than Bernie Sanders, he said. She's not a moderate, but yet the media is going to continue to lie and portray her in that way. She supports decriminalizing legal immigration. Do you understand what that means? She supports decriminalizing illegal immigration. So anybody can cross our borders and walk in here and be an American in Kamala world, in the commie world. Not really, because you can't do that in communist China. And once if they get the foothold, they have a foothold now, but if they get complete hold of this nation, it won't be then either. She rejects building a wall on the southern border. Well, that would go to say because, I mean, she wants to decriminalize. You can come in here and do whatever you want, and you're not going to be a criminal. She compared ICE to the KKK. Now, let me explain to you. ICE was only obeying the laws, enforcing the laws, that were put in place by Congress, not by President Donald Trump. They were put in place by Congress. Yet they're the ones that are the KKK. You need to really stop and think about what this Democrat Party has done, as well as the Republican Party. But right now, the Democrat Party is on a march against the United States of America. They are against liberty. They are against freedom. They are against the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, any of them. Well, the Fifth, they like that one because they have to plead that a lot in court. She supports government-run health care. First thing on the plank for the socialists. She supports government-run health care for illegal immigrants. And he said, Levin, I love the man now, illegal aliens. They want to control your language. Freedom of speech is not allowed, you see, because that is just mean-spirited to call them illegal aliens, although alien just means they're not where they should be. That's all it means. She supports the elimination of private health care. She hates capitalism and competition. Do you understand that? This is a millionaire who hates capitalism. She supports the elimination of private health care. Why? Because they don't want anything to be private or individual. It's got to be government-owned. If the Democrats secure this presidency, the House, and the Senate in November, we're finished as a free people. And they will come after some of us. She co-sponsored the Green New Deal. Climate change is a complete, total hoax and lie against the American people. It's the biggest hoax ever perpetrated at the American people, I do believe. And it's costing us money, and those who are pushing it are getting richer. Do you understand that? They're getting rich, and you're getting poor. Figure it out. Kamala Harris also is against energy independence. Anything independent, they're against it. Why would they be against America being independent? Why? Ask yourself why. She wants to repeal the President Trump's tax cuts for the middle class, and yet they keep saying they're for the working man. But they're not. They're not. She wants to massively increase taxes on
all Americans. She supports infanticide, abortion, and she supports you mandating it, you paying for it, you the taxpayer. Regardless of your religious or moral views, it doesn't matter. Federal government should approve any law before a state passes any kind of a regulation on abortion. The federal government has to make sure it's okay. They want to make sure it's okay that you're not keeping people from killing babies and newborns. Yes, newborns. They want to ban legal firearms by executive order. They, as in Kamala Harris, she said this when she was running for president. The first day in office, I'm going to give Congress an ultimatum, and they better get it done, or I'm going to do it with executive orders. It's going to be a forced buyback of your guns. Did you ever wonder why you had to register them? They know exactly who has them and where they are. And they're going to take them by force. A forced buyback. She supports increasing regulations. That's one thing that President Trump did right away in office, was start depleting the bureaucracy of regulations against individuals and independents, businesses, small businesses, everything. The industries in this country, they have been just hammered by this. It's all a part of socialism. Break this nation. Break the independence of this nation and make it all government. Because they know better, you know. They know best for what's best for your life. You don't need God. You've got government. Say, support the war on the suburbs. That's what she supports. I keep saying they. We're really talking about Kamala. And yet they want the women's vote? Isn't that where most of these women that they're always talking about? Oh, no, those are the ones who do what their husbands say. They only voted for Trump because their husband said so, or their sons told them to. Because the women in the suburbs and rural America, we don't have a brain, according to the elite Democrats and Hillary Clinton. The Housing and Urban Development, the government bureaucrats, unelected. They'll decide all issues for the suburbs, according to Kamala Harris. Where your libraries will be, what will be in your libraries, how many schools, whether you can have a single family home or not. They don't like that. They want it to be like China, and they want us to be stacked on top of one another. There's more. Not a whole lot, but there's more. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. America, you're in the fight for liberty. Did you know that? You better pay attention, because the woke are about to take over. So wake up, America, and let's bring America home.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope I've enlightened you a little bit, or at least made you realize the things you already know are extremely important. They're extremely important. I want to go back to this. She supports the war on the suburbs. You know, the war on the suburbs are pretty much known as the middle class America. And rural America is as well. But the suburbs, they want the housing and urban development. Now, the housing and urban development, HUD, is a government bureaucracy department. And that's the one that right now Ben Carson is in charge of. He's the secretary. They can't stand Ben Carson. They don't like him one little bit. Of successful, a true from rags to riches success story of a man of color. But the Democrat Party hates him. And he and President Donald Trump are going to do everything they can to protect the suburbs. What they want to do is they want the government to take control of the suburbs. Which means they will decide, the government will decide, just as trying to decide everything else of your health care and everything else in your life. Who's going to live there? If you can live in a single family home, you know, so like my husband and I, we're the only ones living in this big house. They don't like that. They don't like it. And we have a pretty large house. My husband's built it. He's still building it. He's not enlarging it anymore. We're fine-tuning it. But we started building that house after we lost a home in a fire. And we lived in it while we were building it. We laugh about some of it now, but it was quite... I'm always telling Rudy when things are one way or the other, I said it was an adventure. An adventure. We survived. It was tough.
I had five children. One was a new baby. It was tough. But we laugh about it now. Some of it, I think, how on earth did I do it? But it's a big home. I had five children. And we've added on to it. We had to replace all the windows because it got old. I mean, because that's been a few years ago. And so we just decided to add on. And, it's kind of like, it's just a song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend. But it's my home. It's not up to Kamala Harris to tell me whether I need to get out because I'm a single family in this. There's only two of us in this big house. That big house isn't so big when they all come home, when all those kiddos come home. There's not much place to hide. But they want to control that. And it goes on and on and on. How many schools? Where your library can be. Probably what books you can have in your library. She supports the packing of the U.S. Supreme Court. And I kind of think all of them support that. They always want a liberal or conservative. I don't want a liberal or conservative. I want a constitutional, liberty-loving American in there. We have a couple. She supports eliminating the filibuster. Now, we explained that filibuster. Do I still have that? Now, they talk about that being a Jim Crow thing, but it was the Democrat Party that used that filibuster. The Democrat Party was the KKK Party. The KKK Party. That's history. Why do you think they're trying to knock it down? They don't want you to know who they are. They're the racists. They're the ones who want the abortion clinics, and they put them in the poor areas of the nation. They're the ones that believe in white supremacy. They are. They were the party of it. And they're still using people. And they're not awake enough. The American people are not awake enough. I saw a little clip of an Obama speech where he was saying, we're not Hispanic Americans. We're not Black Americans. We're not White Americans. We're not Asian Americans. We're Americans. But what have they done for the last 4 years? They've called this president a racist. He's not a racist. They are. They are the racists. They're dividing us by color. They're dividing us by where we live, by how much money we make. They just keep dividing us by our lifestyles. It doesn't matter. And they want to take your God away. Because they know the power in your prayers. America, are you praying? I'm talking to Beth as much as I'm talking to you. We're in trouble. We've been in trouble for a long time. It's just all of a sudden starting to ooze out a little bit more, and we can see the poison. The boil is festering. The boil of socialism. That was kind of a... Rudy gave a look. Ooh. But it is. So what is the other quote that we need today? Let me find it real quick. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. America, we have lost our principles. Our foundation is crumbling because we have forgotten our history. We've forgotten from whence we came. Oh, every nation has good and bad. Oh, I missed part of Kamala Harris. Did you know that her great-grandfather was a large plantation owner in Jamaica with many slaves? Yeah. And she says America, that's our foundation. Slavery. It's in her history. Not as being a slave, but a slave owner. They're full of it. I don't know how else to put it. But it is up to us, America, to restore this. Every other correction is either useless or new evil. We have to remove it. Again, I stand on this. Remove every Democrat. You vote against every Democrat from your dog catcher on up. And you put a message out there to all politicians. We are America, not you. You work for us. Stop lying in your pockets. Stop lying to the American people. But liberty is always in the hands of the people. But only if it's in your hearts. How much do you want for your grandchildren or your children? Because this is close. We are this close. Or your great-grandchildren. Or your nieces, or your nephews, or the kid up the street that you watch riding a bike. We love to do that here in the office. We've got some boys around here that love to ride their bikes. America, do you love liberty enough to get on your knees and get active and bring America
home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at DGScoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.